Simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Strategic Wealth Strategies All-Star Celebrity Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host, Alan Porter. Alan, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest.
I've been excited since you told me about this. I used to watch him on Q&A or A&E all the time. Great man.
Hey, Dog the Bounty Hunter, New York Times bestselling author multiple times, brand in so many ways. Dog, thanks for calling. And, you know, it feels great to kind of reach out to your fans, right? Especially with the book, to have the book launch, to reach out to your fans and see how you're doing and what's going on.
Well, thank you, brothers, for having me, and thank you for the compliment. Yes, it is encouraging. It's kind of like a calling card when somebody asks you, what's your faith, religion, why are you called Dog, how long you've been doing this, and so it's kind of like, here, read the book.
Good, Al.
Well, you know, you've written that New York Times best-selling book. Why write another book? Now, I've written several, but my stuff updates all the time. But why'd you write another book, Dog?
Well, the first couple I wrote, one was a autobiography, and the second was Where Mercy Is Shown, Mercy Is Given. And this one is, you know, completely different about my walk with God, my faith. You know, nine lives, and believe me, still counting. So it is a faith-based book.
Oh, wow. And is that probably surprising a lot of your fans, Dog, right? When they've heard about this book coming out and everything. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because a lot, of course, if they are a fan, they watch the show on A&E. And, you know, some of the compliments I get, or the things I get told to, is that we see that you put the guy or girl in the back seat, and, you know, after you allegedly beat him down and then put him in the back seat, give him a cigarette and pour Jesus on him. So I think everyone knew that and knows that, you know, I have a faith. And so I explain what my faith is and what my religious beliefs are.
Well, I bet it was hard to relive some of those times in your life when you're writing this book. I mean, the things that you've suffered with cancer, it's really affected my family too.
Well, it's, you know, as you know, you've written books. It's kind of a, like you go into a confessional booth with a priest. It's kind of it releases some of that. And, you know, it's hard to, but after you're done talking about it, it's kind of like a release.
Right. Yeah. It's a release. So that release every time and reliving it, but you're also reliving in your book some amazing things that happened in your life as well, right?
Yes. There's a lot of tragedy. Of course, everyone has had tragedies, and some are, you know, worse than others, but each time there was a tragedy in my life, there was always a miracle that happened right after, where God, you know, it never goes away. Grief and all that never goes away. But God can heal quicker than, you know, man says time heals all wounds. And the Bible said, I am there to heal your wounds. So it's amazing how. And again, it's not, you know, Dog's been through so much. There's billions of people that's been through more. But it's the things that I personally have been through in the book.
Well, Dog, I can understand, because my daughter had breast cancer. She almost died. She's 10 years cancer-free now. But what did you learn most about yourself by writing this book?
Well, what I learned about myself, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I was able to speak my mind. You know, the first couple books, for instance, I have seen three angels in my life I knew were angels. And the first couple said, let's book company said, I'll give you one angel and let's leave the others out. Where Nielsen's book says, you know, they verified the stories also, every company does, but they said, we don't care what you talk about. You're going to talk about God. And, you know, they verified the stories, the scriptures, and it's just a story about my walk with God and the redemption and the miracles that God has done in my life so far. And it's still, and counting means things are still happening on a daily basis.
Wow. And is that crazy? Every day when you live a life that you believe, right? You have that belief and you have that faith. Every day can become an exciting day for you if you have that in your life, that spirituality.
Right. And there is, everyone wonders, is there really a God? So besides science now is, science is changing their mind a lot. So as far as in the sky and how far is heaven and all that, but you, after reading this book, I've talked to several people that I don't say were atheists, but didn't believe in God that much. And I had a guy write me last night that said, "Dog, you changed my life. I believe in God so much after seeing what he's done in your life." And that's the purpose of this book. And I say that in there, is for me to leave a legacy besides being Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, and that legacy, Alan, when you agree, is huge, isn't it, Alan, to leave a legacy?
It's absolutely huge. I mean, you look and say you can't judge a book by its cover. But when they find out what you're really all about, Dog, you're an inspiration to people.
Well, thank you very much. You know, a lot of I had a reverend lady come up to me last year and say, "Oh, Dog, I didn't know you were a Christian. I watched your shows." And I thought, well, didn't you see the backseat ride? And then South Park did a little skit about us. And Carmen had, was Dog the Bounty Hunter, arrested this guy in the hallway and set him on the bench to go into the principal's office. And Carmen told the guy, "Here's a cigarette. And brother, Jesus is Lord." So what I was not depressed, but I was concerned that this reverend lady or some Christians didn't know that I was a Christian. And my wife, Francie, said, "Hey, you're not for Christians, you're for non-Christians." So, South Park can be P-rated once in a while. So the people that aren't Christians or not reverends, they know that's my people. They know that, I am a Christian and I stand for God.
Okay. Do you think this book will become a movie? Is that a hope for you, the next phase?
Oh, I have no idea. I thought the first book, "You Can Run But You Can't Hide," would. But, usually it's like in autobiographies or movies about people, it's like an artist. It doesn't happen till after they pass away. So probably after I'm gone, I would imagine that there would be a movie, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I believe there's going to be one before that, especially with the push of Christian-based films coming out, Dog. So your agent will have to definitely take that. Yeah.
Thank you. And of course, I've thought about it, not to say that. And Justin Bieber would be a perfect Dog the Bounty Hunter. Pamela Anderson would be a perfect Francie, and so on and so forth. So I would, from your lips, as they say, to God's ears.
Awesome. Well, I'll make this happen, okay, with my film company. So I'm going to go reach out to your team at one point. We appreciate it, Dog. The book is available now on Amazon and all finer bookstores. Make sure you go to independent bookstores as well. 9 Lives and Counting. Thanks, Dog, for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Dog, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Hello, how are you?
All right, take care. You're listening to the special simulcast, The Neil Haley Show, and Strategic Wealth Strategies All-Star Podcast, guys. Take care.